B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
B-A-T-L-E-S-E-O!
All right, Tunis.
Anthony, Tunis, what a freaking game last night, boys. If that doesn't get you going, I don't know what will. I mean, that was ridiculous, man.
It was.
Oh, my God.
Give me the song, Tunis. We got the thing now. We're Flyers got a big win. We got the song. It's got to be louder, though. It comes in too low.
Yeah. This is, I got as loud as it can go right now. This is as loud as it can go right now.
Really? We got to get even louder.
I got to do some editing.
Yeah, do some editing so we can do the, you know, play the song Tunis for the Flyers. Because this is the goal song. So we have all, we have three. We don't have the Philly song yet.
Yeah. What song is that going to be?
There's actually an Ain't No Stopping Us Philly song, too. We're going to find a Joe Girardi song. So when they go, play any song, dude. Well, what's next?
Now, this is what we expect the Sixers to do. No one didn't expect the Flyers to beat the Penguins, but they did. So, Andrew, play the song.
That's great. All right, who else?
Boy, Anthony, I'm right with you. I got to tell you, you smug J.O. Flyers fans, you sure you're from Philly, born here? The problem is for years you absorbed, you accepted, mollified by mediocrity, hapless play, robotic answers to questions. The announcers even have the same mindset. Why don't you move to Arizona or Florida with all the trains in to clap at anything.
All right, but now we have to be understanding. Like, we're working through this. I think we've made improvements. We've made inroads, I should say. In bringing the separatists and the exclusionists. Because it's only a segment of Flyer fans. Which is a subset of Philadelphia fans, the most important thing, which is the 4-for-4. And I think we've made inroads with the separatists and the exclusionists by acknowledging, and this is what we can do, acknowledge that they have been ignored. And that there's a reason why they're upset. But we can talk them back in.
With courtside Sixers.
Courtside seats. And not have them go to Arizona. Great word, mollified.
Now that Simmons is playing well with Joel Embiid on the shelf, why are we getting our second dose of Schismadelphia? It happened with Nick Foles and Carson Wentz, and now you got people saying, are you for Ben or are you for Joel? No, I'm for my team. I don't care who starts, who plays, who doesn't play, who coaches. As long as we got quality people in place doing their job well, and it's a team I can be proud of, I just want to win.
Yeah, is this a thing now? Please tell me this is not a thing. I don't think I can handle like an internal Sixer now battle, like Sixer fan battle. Like, the process, anti-process people, that fight, I get it. That should all be gone now. That should have dissipated. But we don't have a Ben versus Joe fight on our hands, do we? Because I don't have the faith in that. I can't. Yeah. I don't have the stomach for that.
There are people out there on the social media.
I don't have the stomach.
Websites.
I don't have the stomach for a Ben Joe battle. The Carson Nick Foles battle, that sat me forever. All right? That fight, the Foles Wentz fight, that just killed it for me. I can't do any internal battles anymore. Go ahead.
Hey, Charles, I was listening to that guy about the wife saying they're going to lose today. That's somebody you do not want to be involved with. That guy should dump his wife, divorce her, whatever. My ex-wife used to do the same thing. She'd sit there out of spite, say they're going to lose. And they used to lose every NFC championship game. And then I divorce her, and guess what? They win the freaking Super Bowl. So, yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah, they were talking about Aaron from West Philly, his wife Teresa, who does the okay guy to him before Eagle playoff game. That's just horrible.
Okay.
The female okay guy. They're not going to win. Okay. I mean, that's terrible. Is it not, Tunis?
That is terrible.
That's one of the worst things ever. She's a witch. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Aaron. I love you. I don't want to, you know.
I mean, let's face it.
Brother, I worry about you.
Let's face it. The wife gets tired of me watching sports all the time. I have to. But she's not rooting for them to lose, right? She wants me to still be happy.
No, that lady takes to another level.
Yeah.
That's not right. We got to do the Bill Burr thing. You ever ready?
Yes.
All right, let's play. Hold on. Brittany Heath brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter is here, and it's cold outside. Your heating system is not evenly or efficiently heating your home. You need help. Like, Chunas would be all right with it because he can live in an igloo, but I can't, and you probably can't either. So visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. All right, everybody, sit tight because we're going to get back to the lines and the rest of the show. We're going to run through calls. But David from Baltimore called early and recommended this for the topic of the woman. The woman who does not like sports, who threw out my buddy's Flyers hat, his lucky hat. Here's Bill Burr, and he's with Conan. Take a listen.
How much football do you watch a week?
I watch two games on Sunday. I tape three.
Right.
Then I watch the Monday game. And then Tuesday, I watch one of the three that I taped. Wednesday, I watch another one. Then I watch the Thursday night game. And then Friday, I got to watch the Sunday night game. Then Saturday, I watch college football.
Okay.
And it's fine.
Okay.
Because I have a simple male brain that can just sit there and just enjoy it. I can just enjoy it.
So does your wife watch any of these games with you? Does she?
No, she has the female, complex, multitasking brain. That's why they can't be happy. They just... Always, they're like, what is that lizard that can look at two things at once? That's what they like. So they got the shoes they want, and then they see some other woman walking in going, oh, look at this skinny bitch over here. She thinks she's cute, right? And that's what I've learned.
What
makes women happy? Nothing. Nothing makes them happy, and that is why they are slowly taking over the NFL, because it annoys them. That we can just sit there with like a pizza and a drink, like, that's not holding, and just be like, and enjoy ourselves.
So you're saying that because you're happy, that you think your wife and women in general want to take
that? Jealous of it. They're jealous how simple the male brain is, that you can just sit there and be entertained and find true happiness, and it just bugs them, so they gotta ruin it. If my wife is having like three of her friends over, I leave. I don't need to be there and ruin it for her. I know you guys. I'm going to change the dynamic because I'm there and you can't talk about 100% female stuff. Out of courtesy, I'm going to get out of there. I'm going to leave.
That's pretty good. That's pretty spot on, too. No, seriously, if you're a bunch of girlfriends coming over, you're leaving, aren't you?
I go to the bar. I text my buddies. I say, what's up?
And you don't care?
No. She had her friends over for their...
Right, like you're not begrudging her
time. They did the Pollyanna right after Christmas.
Right.
And I texted my buddies who live up the street. I'm like, you guys doing anything? They say no. So I'll be up in five. And then I got there. I told them why. They're like, all right, yeah. Glad you're here.
Right.
Glad we saved you.
Right. Right. I mean, you didn't root for the the Pollyanna to go bad and lose the game.
I hope you got her something she hates.
Exactly. You know, come on, man.
I hope she forgot your gift.
All right, let's get to the phone lines and then a couple things I want to get to, including the brawl last night, Kansas. That was out of line.
Picking up a chair.
I mean, it was crazy.
Yes. Come on now.
First of all, you're going for the, well, it was the steal and the pick. See, the steal's against the code.
Yes.
Like, you steal the ball, you're down big. At the end of the game, you steal the ball and go in for a layup. So, you deserve to get the shot swatted. Because you can't steal the ball and go in for a lap when they're just winding down the clock.
A man went swat on him,
and that was correct. Swat. But what transpired after swat? No good.
No.
Well, let's go to Brian in the Northeast. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, cuz?
There he is. What's up, Bri?
How you doing?
Good, buddy. How you been?
Good. I got a little perspective, and Bill Benner's awesome.
Yeah, he's great.
He's so right. They hate us.
Hate us. They do. No one's happy.
As soon as I put my feet up, there's something to do. like you sit on the couch, and you just go, oh, did you put out the dog? Or the
yeah.
I mean, it's like,
yeah.
It's well, you saw me walking around the house for an hour.
Right.
You didn't say it. You waited for me to relax.
Right.
And put the feet up.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes, brother. Preach.
And they attacked my wife. I watch soccer in the morning, so I get up before everybody and I watch it. Now she's getting up.
Oh no!
You know what
that
I mean?
That was your peaceful time.
Yeah, I didn't tell anybody about it. I would just get up, make my coffee, all rise with the Premier League.
Yes. Yeah.
She sniffed it out,
and she's now there to ruin it.
Yeah. Now that the dishes are clanking. You know, it's.
Oh.
So now I got to go out to the bar to watch Premier League. You know? now Sunday's like a 12-hour bar day.
Oh, that's great, Bri. That's awesome.
So I like all four teams. I have the Sixers, Flyers, third, fourth, or Flyers, Sixers, third, fourth. If I have to rate them,
right.
My kids, which I would. That they're third, fourth. But I think the reason they don't get along.
Yes.
I think Flyers fans have an inferiority complex and Sixers fans have a slight superiority complex.
Really?
I think they pat them on the head, the Flyers fans. Like, oh, yeah, you're four. You know, even though we tanked for seven seasons and didn't lose, we're still better than you.
With the Sixer fans, it's interesting because. It's a relatively new fan base.
It is, but you have the old guys. You have the old school guys who were great, right? And basket, let's be honest, it's a more popular sport, right?
Without a doubt. But I think the core hoop guys, listen, part of the reason why I'm so ecstatic, I love this team, I'm fascinated with this team, is that they're actually real. Like, they haven't been a real contender forever. Not even with AI. Like, they weren't beating the Lakers. Like, we know that.
Right. I agree. I mean, I just, you know, take two guys you've worked with, right? Mikey likes to give a little pat on the head to the Flyers fans, right?
Right.
And the guy he worked with in the old neighborhood, the big Flyers guy, he was very, it was always defended.
Yes.
And I feel like they're kind of like a microcosm of Flyers and Sixers fans.
So, talking about Jason?
No.
Oh, the other station. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So I would send Jason to, you know, they dig in a little more. And the Sixers guys kind of, you know, laugh at them like Mike does a little bit.
It's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I think you're partly right.
I think the Sixers guys are joking more than the Flyers guys.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I definitely agree
with that. They really like the Flyers. They just say they don't like the Flyers.
Yeah, like Mike. Like, I know Mike loves the Flyers. He won't ever admit it to get because he wants to dig, but he does. Yeah.
But I think there's Flyers guys who do not like the Sixers.
Yes. I'm jealous of the coverage.
Right.
Well, you heard Stein, right? Stein goes, listen, you know, and he admitted being a Sixer hater because they got a lot of attention. And they view it as, well, you didn't get good attention.
Yeah, I agree. They're
like, and you didn't deserve the attention.
They're like the kid that does everything right, right? But he's the boring kid, right? The Sixers do a lot of stuff wrong, but they're more fun, right? Or your friend is more fun that goes out, gets a beer. It's not as boring.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. Yeah, you're right.
You're not going to call the Sixers guy to pick you up at the airport.
Right.
He's probably going to blow it. He's not going to be there.
Right.
But the Flyers guy will always be there, but he's not as fun. So you don't always call him to go out to go have fun.
That's a great analogy, Brad. Like, you have a handle on life, man. You always done. You know, I used to look forward to your calls when I was at the old place, too. So, you know that. You know, we've been
back
doing this for
the old neighborhood.
That's right. We've been doing this for a long time, you and I.
Since the, as Freddie Mitchell would say, the embryonic phase of your career.
That's correct. That's correct, brother. All right, listen. Enjoy the bar Sunday. All right?
I will.
All right. Good stuff, brother. You're the man. See you, brother. Now, that's a great call. Now, how about how she has to wake up now, all rise, with the Premier League? You know, I have a confession to make. I so badly want to get in on that, but I just don't have the time.
I tried this year.
Like, I want to, like, dive in and do the all rise thing, you know? That'd be outrageous.
I tried this year, and forgive me, I even did, I think the bro put me onto it. I said, who should I like root for? I don't have a rooting interest.
You say Everton?
Well, he sent me to this website, right, where I then went through my likes and dislikes.
Oh, really?
And he picked the team for me. I don't even remember the team that it was.
Who was it?
I
like to do it.
So I did it, and I tried watching like two of their games, and it's just...
There's one team...
I just couldn't do it.
Somebody told me there's one team... That's just like the Eagles. Might have been Brian who said they were just like the Eagles. They're like the Eagles of the Premier League, where they were good, but like they hadn't won it. And I forget which team it was.
So they're almost like the Eagles.
They were like, yeah. He said, you like it. You like it.
I got some news for you.
What do you got?
You just brought up the brawl.
Yes.
Well, Silvio De Sousa,
player
picked up the chair.
Right? Definitely.
Suspended indefinitely.
Yeah.
The other weird piece of news outside of sports. Mr. Peanut is no more at the age of 104 years old.
What happened?
I don't know. They just put out a commercial and they killed him off.
They killed off Mr. Peanut?
Mr. Peanut is dead.
What happened?
I don't know. They were driving and they were singing and it looked like an animal was on the road and they veered off and they went off a cliff and he fell off a cliff and what they were holding on to something. Wesley Snipes was one of the actors. And it was too heavy. The three of them were too heavy, so Mr. Peanut let go to save them. And he's now dead.
Mr. Peanut is dead.
They put the whole 2020.
Is that
going to
be a Super Bowl?
Yes, I'm sure.
Wow. R.I.P.?
R.I.P. Mr. Peanut.
Well, I love Mr. Peanut. I got no beef with Mr. Peanut.
I love, the Ocean City Boardwalk. There's the Mr.
Exactly.
There's the Mr. Peanut.
He's got
the
top hat,
yes.
Right, Tyrone?
He's got the monocle.
He's got a cool top hat, monocle.
Mr. Peanut.
No, Mr. Peanut can't die. He can't perish.
The age of 104.
Can we resurrect Mr. Peanut?
I mean, technically, he's a seed. So can regrow him.
Does Mr. Peanut get resurrected? Come on, man.
It's top news.
I like Mr. Peanut. That's your clickbait for today.
Yes.
Good job, Junis. All right, we'll get to everybody coming up next. Don't fret, Lauren and Carl and Rick and Mitch and Jerome and Mark. You're all coming straight ahead. Don't forget Mikey Miss coming up top of the hour, 2 o'clock. Hey, when it comes to mind when you think about Corona, right? Like you're thinking about that refreshing beer. You see the water. You see the beer with the lime in it. You picture, I don't know, some resort like in the islands in the Caribbean. Well, keep those thoughts. They're the good ones. But don't stop there. You've heard their tagline, find your beach. Now, for some, that could be watching Sixers game. Yes! At the Wells Fargo Center with your buddies. Like Sixers Lakers. As a proud sponsor of the Sixers, our friends at Corona have partnered up with 97.5 The Fanatic to host a series of pregame live broadcasts from different locations throughout the area. And each one of these broadcasts, we give away great prizes. Like Sixers tickets, Corona, and Sixers branded merchandise like zip-ups, koozies and beanies and a chance to win a trip to San Francisco to see the Sixers play Golden State. Tonight is the last chance for you to win that trip. Join Devon Givens and D-Line. I'm at Kildare's in Westchester from 6 to 7 before Sixers Raptors for the Fanatic pregame show. It's tonight, presented by Corona. For details, go to the events page at 975thefanatic.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
One o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud, Philly strong, and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, lots of good stuff today. I think we actually made some inroads in the mending of the 4-for-4 winter sports fandom. We got here. It was funny, through a couple of Flyer fans had reached actually more on Twitter, thanks to your poll, saying, you know, don't if you're not going to talk about us all the time, don't talk about us.
Yeah, including Stein. He was one of those people that felt that way. But he called in, you guys talked it out, and he's actually now following the station again and following the Twitter account and all that stuff, so that's good. And Mike L., who was one of the first very angry people on Twitter this morning, and he's been tweeting us pretty much throughout the entire show, but the way he's been tweeting has changed. His first tweet was just vitriol and anger, but now he said, I can't call in, obviously, because he's busy. He goes, I just wish the Flyers would get more conversation than they have been. Those who are upset that they aren't talked about more and shouldn't feel foolish. Like, that's not foolish for them to not be discussed more and to be upset about it. But he says it's worse for people saying don't talk about us than not being discussed.
Yeah, we're making inroads. Mike and Stein and some of the other guys.
And Mike's a Flyers. Like, his Twitter profile is the Flyers logo. His at is Sticks and Pucks. So he's a big Flyers guy. He's now sort of shifting.
That's good. Well, listen, you know, I think we explained everything. It's good. Show recap, and that's what it was, brought to you by Dietz and Watson. Serve your guests the best with a deli tray from the real Philadelphia Deli, who use Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses. For a location near you, visit realphillydeli.com. All right, let's go to Lauren in Norristown. Lauren, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, hi, Andrew. How are you?
What's going on, Lauren?
Listen, hey, guys, listen, I am a huge Sixers fan, season ticket holder.
I know you are.
Okay, so
we know you.
I know, but listen, I can kind of understand where the Flyers fans are coming from, because as a Sixers fan, I used to hate going into the stores and seeing the merchandise for the other sports and not the Sixers, and you do kind of take it personal, so I can relate to what the Flyers fans, you know, how they feel. At the end of the day, we all want to feel validated for the love of our sport and for our teams. And, you know, the reason why I'm calling in is because it's one thing to kind of feel the way that you do, and then it's another thing to kind of say you hate the other team as a result of that. So I just happened to catch the caller who, you know, was saying that, you know, he hated the Sixers. And I have to tell you, it literally broke my heart. And as a Sixers, I feel like a Sixers ambassador, and for the love of the city, the love of the sport, what I would like to do is, I don't have courtside seats. I have kind of lower level season ticket holder. If you can get that guy, I would love to take him to a game with me and show him the Sixers.
Wow.
We're all about Philly Unite.
So you're like, awesome, Lauren.
Yeah, listen, I'm like, let's unite this thing.
Wow, you're the greatest. I always loved you because you're a great caller, but that's a great sentiment.
I would like to do that. And you know, I feel as though, like you said, I tune into you guys. I listen to this station 24 hours a day because I want to block out the noise, you know?
Yeah.
So to hear that even in this venue, to hear that there's still so much divisiveness, it really does hurt me. And, you know, I was thinking if we could do, like, you know, they do the foreign exchange students where you take someone out of their normal habitat and put them in a different... Maybe the Flyers and Sixers, if we could do like a exchange sports
game. Wow, that's awesome. I love it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would be willing to go to a Flyers game. I've never been. you know, my kids are born. I've never been, but I would go to a Flyers game. I would welcome someone to come.
I love this. I love the concept. I love the concept.
Let's make it happen. Let's
I love
it.
I do. I love the concept. I think it's genius. I really do. I think it's a beautiful sentiment. We're going to put it out there. Here's what we'll do. Okay. You know, I think we'll create Flyers and Sixer fans who have tickets. All right.
Yeah.
And so you'll join. You'll be on the list.
Perfect.
And then we'll try to match where you guys can match each other, and then either exchange tickets or take one another to the game. However, it works out between you guys.
How's that?
So you're the first one, Lauren,
yes.
And we'll make this a pet project on the show.
Let's do it.
All right? Genius idea. So hold on, Lauren. The Chiefs will talk to you, get your information, and we're going to do this whole exchange. Listen, think about the professional teams, how they exchange jerseys, right? How cool is this where you guys can exchange tickets? And let you guys do. I love it. That takes Lauren. See, Lauren, what a great call. Love it. Jerome, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome.
Hello, what's up, man?
What's up, brother? What's going on, Jerome?
Not much, man. I had to call you today while I got off a little early.
Nice.
Hey, first of all, I got a couple, you know, I know they're weird shows that only I would watch, but like Independence Day, Rudy, you know, Waterboy.
Yeah, I did Waterboy.
You know, Hunt for Red October. Those are my four favorite shows that I watch.
So you do Hunt for Red October. You do the other ones? The, because I do the other one. Who's the other one? The Harrison Ford ones. One, he's the Irish. One's the IRA. And the other one, it was the drug cartel.
Oh, no. I don't think I do those.
You don't remember? You know, it's the same thing. It's that same character.
Oh, if you got the name, I'll
think about it. I forget. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know, I watch those shows, and you know, my wife was always like, "Oh boy," and keep walking. As long as you keep walking, I'm good. No comment. No nothing.
Yeah, but no. You find comfort with those. I watch Waterboy. If it's on, I'm watching that. But right. You find, for some reason, it's just. It just takes stress away.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even though you know every line.
Exactly. I was funny. I was on Godfather last night, and I saw something that I hadn't seen before. And I had seen it, but I had not really put it together. And I've seen it 1,000 times. Like, I was texting Mikey Miss about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
All right, now.
Yes.
Now, to the sports. You know our game is coming up Saturday, cuz...
Oh, yeah. You're a Laker fan.
That's right.
You know, I know you're a Laker fan.
I want to know, is Shunas in on this with us or what? It's just me and you.
He's a Sixer man like me. He's in on the bet.
What up?
Okay. Okay.
No, he's so, in.
All right, cool. So that's the same week.
We got the same week. That's right. We got the primos.
Yes, sir.
We're doing primos.
Hey, look, I know you love your squad, but you got to be real a little bit. Built for 16, you need more shooters to be built for 16, man.
Spoken like a Laker fan, blinded by glitz.
But no, I'm being real. I'm basketball first.
Yeah, but you also are a glitz basketball guy. Like you're not looking at the length and the defense.
Hey, well, we need the same thing. Well, I ain't gonna say we. The Lakers need the same thing that you guys need: shooting, better defense. I mean that's just
well, Sixers have great defense.
Yeah, they do, but the shooting lacks. I mean, you can't.
I agree. I agree that the Sixers need firepower off the bench, and both the Sixers and Lakers are in on D Rose.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know he was available.
Well, that's the word. Is the word available? Is D Rose available? Because there's talk that he wants to stay in Detroit. By the way, thanks to Nikki, the movie's Clear and Present Danger. You see
that? Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that.
You watch that over and over again,
yeah,
right? If it's on?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Same
hey, and all this talk about with Bertans Bojakovic or whatever his name is, I'm like, these guys are our starters. This is going to require some major money. Now you're throwing Derrick Rose in the mix. Who can afford that, really?
Well, I mean, the Sixers can. I mean, they can get. they're able to do that to get to move. Now, I don't think the Lakers would move Kuzma because they still lack size. They lack credible size outside of AD. And the Sixers have length. So we'll see. We're in on it, though, Jerome, for Saturday night, for sure. Mitch in Redding, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mitch.
I hate to throw gasoline on the fire, but there's only three professional teams playing in Philadelphia, and the Flyers ain't one of them.
Now, why would you say that?
You know, nobody cares. It's like the soccer team.
That's not true. That's not true, Mitch.
Your call audience tells you that. Oh, you get a bunch of complaints about, you know, from 25 guys, and all of a sudden they're an audience?
No, listen to me.
How many guys
call? Listen to me. Trust me, as someone that's been doing this for 20 years, if the Flyers get, assuming they keep progressing and play the way they can play, and start to be a perennial playoff team and a Stanley Cup contender, there is a wider, much wider audience. They become a true topic.
I don't know. Right now, it's just...
Dude, I can show you ratings in 2010 when the Flyers went to the Stanley Cup.
Okay, so what you're telling me is...
I'm telling you, you're in Reading, and I'm sitting in Philadelphia, and I've been doing this for 20 years. So I kind of resent that you're telling me about my job.
Front runners, man.
Yeah, beat it. I'm sorry. Thank you, Mitch. You know why? Because I needed a caller for the Bagster. So get in the flipping Bagster. Go to thebagster.com. Thank you. You keeping track of the callers we're putting in the Bagster?
Yeah, Mitch is in the lead.
He's definitely in the lead. No, well, he's in. Nobody. He will not be beaten today. We're up against it, though, Mitch. I'm sorry. I would love to continue the conversation. It is Cuz Radio with the Tunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we're going to do this little exercise with Lauren in the exchange program as a way to build the bridge between the Flyers and Sixer fans. We're going to have to institute the exchange program.
And don't forget, Stein mentioned it. He's a Flyers season ticket holder. So it's kind of easy.
Well, Lauren and Stein can do it, but we're going to get others to join in. And don't forget, Matt and Lauren both qualify for Call of the Week. We'll announce the winner Friday at 1:45. Winner gets a $200 gift card to Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. So last night, Mikey says, I didn't know. It was right into the game, and he texts me. He says, Godfather on AMC. So I turn it on, and it was the part at Louis in the Bronx. And it's funny because you watch that scene a million times, but it's so artfully done, right? It's so perfect because the scene starts where he's saying to the cop, to McCluskey, we're gonna speak Italian. And then it kind of morphs into English. What I want is for my father, you know, right? And then he excuses himself, can I go to the bathroom? Better yet, he asks permission. And he goes to the bathroom and he frets and he finally gets the gun that's taped. Right? And he comes back out. And the way it's done is so perfect, right? Because you hear, they begin speaking Italian again, and Salazzo is speaking Italian, but you hear from what Michael's hearing, and it's like off in the distance. And then the train comes, so, right, it's the perfect time as the train comes.
It drowns out the sound.
Right, and he's also thinking, all right, this is the time I need to do this. So the Salazzo's voice is more in the distance because you're hearing the way he's hearing because he's lost in his own head. And then he's hearing the train, and the train symbolizes his journey from this war hero, civilian, to now becoming part of the crime family. And he gets up and he pops them both.
See, now that's art I can appreciate.
It is art. It's amazing. Incredible. Let's go. Let's sneak in a couple peep. Rick and Horsham, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ricky.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up, Rick?
It's Rich, but I'll take Rick. It's cool.
Mitch. Hey, Rich, what's happening, pal?
So I don't know if you're going to throw me in the Baxter like Mitch, but I want to comment as a Flyers fan, like, is my number one sport. It's like even a cornerstone of how me and my wife first started talking. We're huge Flyers fans through years. My favorite players growing up was John LeClair. Now it's Claude Giroux.
Right.
But I think the problem that Flyers fans have is that if you look at the hierarchy of the 4-for-4, because I love all four sports, but you got to understand the hierarchy. Obviously, no matter what, Philly is an Eagles town. That's why you hear Eagles chants at every other sporting venue.
Right.
They're always going to be the number one.
Just like, and think about it, just like in the country, right? The NFL is king.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So you can't fight if they're getting more press than the other teams. Now, everybody else is kind of jockeying for that position. And the problem what happened with the Flyers over the last decade since that 2010 Cup run is the fact that you had some bad organizational choices. They kind of had no – it didn't seem like there was any kind of direction. They made sort of a Chip Kelly move at coach that had the same kind of Chip Kelly outcome with Hacksaw. And I think it lost the fan base because we just had not really a great product. A buddy of mine, Larry, was like – we were talking about it last season, and he just felt like he's a huge hockey, but he felt exhausted by the organization and what they were putting forth.
Yeah, it's true.
And
exhaust is a good word, too.
Yeah, it was just fatigues exhausting.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, because you want to root for them.
You want to
give them that love, but it just wasn't there. So, yeah, you're going to have the diehards. Like, I know I still watch. I watched the worst season we ever had, that one season with, like, Carter when they were young and they were last in the league. I watched every game because I'm a diehard.
Right.
But if you continue, when they were so bad for so long, you lost a lot of the casual fans. And, of course, it doesn't help when the organization, you know, raises some ticket costs. Ticket costs are a big deal.
Yeah.
It starts pushing people away. So, yeah, the Flyers.
They also had some changeover hierarchy at the top of the franchise, and obviously with Ed Snyder passing away. So, yeah, no, I'm with you, and I think you're right. And, you know, particularly like your Flyers first of the 4-for-4, I think now you're going to see, because I think they're really good, and now you're going to see them catch more of the conversation. Like, they're going to be in on the conversation a lot more because I think they're legitimate.
No, and I think they will, because you got great, like with TK and Provorov. They got some good youth to really kind of start to climb up, but it's going to take a while because I think the last half of that 10-year gap, I think, was probably the worst that drove a lot of people out. So I think
I think you're dead right about it, brother. I'm sorry, we're out of time. We'll continue this exchange tomorrow. Don't forget, Mikey Miss coming up next at 2. Our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Anti-Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Everybody have a great, great day. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned. Mikey Miss and the crew up next, and we'll see you tomorrow.